Hey, John.
Hey, Nick.
This Sunday on Raw, a panda with a gun takes down Stone Cold Steve Austin.
That's too real to be funny.
And this is Stranger Still. Welcome to Stranger Still,
a podcast where we answer the strangest questions you never even thought about asking, but we found out what they were, and then we looked into it a little bit, and here we are.
He threw a curveball there. I'm Nick Wood.
It's just a little screwball. I'm John Meegan.
John, we're not talking about wrestling today. That opening joke was a farce.
Yeah, Forrest Gump.
Forrest Gump.
Yep. That's when you go to tell somebody, hey, want to come over and watch Forrest Gump? And then when they show up, it's an intervention.
Oh.
It's called Forrest Gump.
This seems a little too close to home. What are we talking about today, John?
We're talking about number two enemy of the animals,
World Wildlife Fund.
Mm-hmm.
You brought this to us.
I did because I couldn't sleep. I have a new work schedule.
Uh-huh.
I'm up till 5:30.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw on Twitter that this story broke. It was a 2-year investigation.
Yeah.
And I was like...
And they haven't even released all the details. Do you want to explain to our audience what you're referring to?
Yeah. So basically, there is a Twitter moment where it was a BuzzFeed news story that broke. Mm-hmm. They've grown to be pretty credible.
Yeah.
Lately.
Exactly. They have all these like news stories that people are like, oh, it's BuzzFeed. But then like you read it and it's actual investigative journalism.
But then can I dismiss that as well? Because do you know how difficult it is to know like how to hold people's attention in trends and write those dumb articles is difficult too sometimes.
Yeah.
Because you have to like, oh man, whatever.
To be fair, I saw an article that was like 11 celebrities that look nothing alike. It was an actual BuzzFeed article. And it was Oprah Winfrey and like Channing Tatum or something.
Wow.
Some white dude.
So that's a little onion-ish.
Yeah, but it was BuzzFeed. Anyway, so BuzzFeed put out this article. What was it?
I don't remember the title off the top of my head.
No, what was it about?
It was basically about the World Wildlife Foundation's funds. And how they would go and end up funding like ridiculous mercenary armies and armed terrorists and like were responsible for, having people that they're going to arm with weapons that they're going to need something like that if they're going
to. It's like a private army.
Be in firefights, but
their goal is to go after poachers in places like Nepal.
Yeah, but what was the most appalling part of the Nepaling part of it? It's the cover-ups. If something like this would happen, if they did run into a mistake, they spent a lot of extra time covering it up.
Yeah. And you brought it to me because you're like, this, it's from BuzzFeed. It sounds like a conspiracy theory. And like BuzzFeed hasn't put out a lot of sources. They said, in the coming days, we'll release more information as to how we got this information, how they've been covering it up, where their money's been coming from, all that stuff. In the article, there's some awful things they did. Like there was one man, this was in Nepal. And he was beaten to death by a group of mercenaries because they said they saw him bury a rhino horn in his backyard.
And they never found it.
They never found it. He went to jail and died 9 weeks or 9 days later due to being beaten to an inch of his life. Like he had broken ribs and all kinds of things wrong with him. There's also an 11-year-old boy he claims he was tortured by the mercenaries in front of his family. There's another woman that was beaten unconscious with a bamboo stick. And I think those are the main ones they highlighted in this article. But they said they had more.
So I want to be clear about those real quick.
Yeah.
It's not that the World Wildlife Foundation didn't say...
It's the World Wildlife Fund.
World Wildlife Fund. Go find that guy and beat him up and put him in a cage.
But they hired him.
They hired him.
Mercenaries.
And then when that guy died, they wrote a publication about it and they gave awards
to the
men that beat him.
Exactly. Yeah. So they're paying for it. They're not instructing them to do it, but they're
so let's say you're a decent person and you're in charge of this and you found out that happened.
Yeah.
you reprimand and you make sure that it never happens again. Yeah. You don't give them a reward and try to cover it up.
Yeah.
But that's what happened. That's what
BuzzFeed's putting forth. Mm-hmm. And I will say, until we get more from BuzzFeed, we can only trust our guts. And we have a lot of history with WWF that we can look back on, because I have a whole slew of controversies they found themselves in the past that I think will kind of paint the picture for you.
Yeah.
Help you decide whether or not you believe this article.
With the slew. I would say you've got enough, maybe even, for a slaw.
Oh.
Yeah.
Maybe a coleslaw?
Maybe a coleslaw.
Well, I will say that this episode isn't going to be as explosive as our PETA episode is. I think that's one of my favorite episodes we've done, because we just, like, ripped them to shreds. Part of the problem is a lot of this can just, like, WWF dismisses it and people just go along with it. A lot of the controversies they found themselves in. A lot of it is conspiracy theories, but we'll get there because it's all very fascinating. Because after reading that BuzzFeed article, it's like, what the hell does WWF even do? Do you know what their mission statement is?
I have no idea.
Right?
I knew that they were in charge of helping to prevent poachers from poaching.
Right, from this article. So there, I was going to give a little bit on the history, but it's like boring bureaucracy. They were founded in 1961 as a nonprofit organization. Nowadays, they have upwards of 5 million members worldwide. About 1 million of those are in the United States, and they operate in more than 100 countries all over the place, mostly in like African countries where poachers are running rampant. Their mission statement has changed a little bit over the year, but not much. Right now, the mission statement, this is directly from their website, they say, "Our mission, to stop the degradation of the planet's natural environment and to build a future in which people live in harmony with nature by conserving the world's biological diversity, ensuring that the use of renewable natural resources is sustainable, and promoting the reduction of pollution and wasteful consumption." So they actually reach a lot farther than just attacking poachers.
Yeah.
They have six key goals that they stick to, which are, this is also directly from their website, protecting the world's most threatened species in the world, making oceans productive and resilient, safeguarding and restoring forests, protecting and reviving rivers and wetlands, setting a clear path to limit global warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius, that's kind of a curveball, and making food systems sustainable. So they cover everything.
Like the most progressive, great.
Yeah, sounds great.
Yeah.
On paper, like they're all about conservation, and it's what's wrong about those things unless you watch Fox News.
Yeah, or what makes this extra difficult is we need that type of work done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Vitally.
Yes. If we want to, we don't need to go into that on this episode. But as we go through this episode, I think it's important to revisit these key focuses of theirs, because the methods of which they've gotten to some of these are questionable. I'll just leave it at that. That being said, I don't think that they're completely devoid of accomplishments like other nonprofits like PETA.
Like, for example, PETA. Like,
enemy, that's not fair.
My number one enemy, PETA. Yeah.
More like the NRA. The NRA hasn't done anything.
Okay.
PETA, I'm going to cut them a little bit slack because they are going to make a surprise appearance in this episode.
Oh, yeah. A little buddy-buddy.
Yeah. It's quite the opposite, actually.
Oh, good. Let them fight each other.
And take each other down.
Yeah.
Mutually assured destruction. That'd be great. So they mentioned, the WWF mentions briefly on their website that they are working against global warming. And actually, these are some of their accomplishments.
Why do those big men look so steamy, Nicholas?
Because they're just so globally warming.
That was my New York mother voice.
Okay. I didn't know where you were going with it. So some of their...
No, because the men look steamy. WWF.
Oh, global the warming. Abs.
They're warming the globe with the steamy...
You should tell your New York grandma that it's no longer the WWF, it's the WWE.
I'll be sure to inform her. Thank you.
So one of their earliest accomplishments was that they were in 1963, so 2 years after they were formed, they were one of the earliest people to warn everybody about global warming, which to me, like, you think of The Inconvenient Truth, that was in the 2000s or the late 90s. That's like the earliest I remember hearing about global warming. These guys were doing it 50 years ago.
Yeah.
I'm glad everyone listened to them, huh? Jeez. In terms of protecting wildlife and conservation there, they've actually made great strides in protecting some species like rhinos and pandas and tigers. This is before they were founded, but in 1895, there were only 20 mm-hmm. Southern African white rhinos in South Africa.
That's bonkers.
That's minuscule. And by 2007, partially thanks to the WWF, there was 17,480, which is incredible.
Yeah.
In Western Java, they helped increase the rhino population from 2,500 to 4,100. So they've done some good stuff there. They've also I don't know if they're a part of this, but part of rhino conservationism these days is, have you heard of this, where they dye the horns pink so no one wants them anymore?
Yeah, they can't be used.
Yeah, and then what a lot of people do is they grind them up and eat them because they think it'll help their sexual potency.
Right.
So the dye helps make it poisonous to humans without hurting the rhinos. That's super cool.
Yeah.
It sucks that we have to do that, but those poachers kind of deserve it.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff in here. And there were a lot of reactions on Twitter when this broke from these really conservative people that were saying, well, the poachers deserve to be killed and shredded up. But no then one... they went into, like they said, everything in this article is correct. And the comment under it was, a little girl died.
Yeah.
And that's terrible.
Yeah.
And that person didn't respond because they were too busy.
Right.
Being tough guy.
Being idiots. So they got a bunch of countries like Nepal, Thailand, Russia, and countless other countries to sign on to tiger conservationism. That's one of their huge victories. And then early on, from 1979 to 1989, they assisted in raising the giant panda population in China from 1,000 pandas to 1,600 pandas. So was that like a 60% increase in pandas over 10 years?
So there's a lot of decent stuff going on.
Yeah, they like their logo's the panda, and they've had a lot of victories with those. The panda conservation has a lot to do with protecting lands, which they kind of mentioned briefly. They've done a great job of this. They got China to agree to providing 3 million hectares to panda forests, so they're protected lands for the pandas. And then they got 18 countries to sign on to protected, having protected wetlands.
That's great, because, I mean, it's inevitable that we're going to get a live-action Kung Fu Panda movie.
Yeah.
And we're going to make sure that we have a place to shoot.
So. Yeah, yeah. So now we have that protected land, no poachers. So they've also, this is where we get into some of the more questionable territory, but they've had an initiative where they want to test 10,000 chemicals to figure out which ones are unhealthy to or fatal to animals so that they can go to companies and say, hey, stop using that. It's going to kill the tigers, or it's going to kill the pandas, or what have you.
It sounds like they want to test them on the animals. So I hope not.
They do.
Great.
We'll get there. And then the last thing that I have that they readily admit is that they have roundtables with huge corporations like Cargill or Monsanto or Coca-Cola. And they say that they're hoping to discuss conservation with these companies and help them reduce their environmental impact. Or do they?
They're trying to increase their impact of their wallet sizes.
Well, maybe. So before we get into some of their controversies, I just want to point out that there's a few that sound like conspiracy theories. So I'll get those out of the way first, like the whole greenwashing thing with Coca-Cola and Monsanto and stuff. That's the idea where they would partner with companies like Coca-Cola or IKEA was listed, and they would give them a conservation certification. So they'd say, you're doing a great job at conservation. Here's an award. And the company can go, look, we're environmentally friendly. The claims that people make is that they are giving these certifications to these companies in exchange for donations to the WWF, which gets that sounds a little conspiracy theory, but there's some numbers to it. So in 2010, 11% of their total earnings were donations from corporations. It's not a small number. That's a lot.
A lot of money.
Yeah, we don't know who it's from. We don't know if it's from Coca-Cola or Monsanto or IKEA, but it's from corporations. There's also this German documentary out there. I tried to watch a short video on it, but I don't speak German, that claimed they gave a conservation certification to a palm oil company, which is a topic that one of our listeners wanted us to cover. We'll have to cover that eventually. They conserved 80 hectares out of 14,000 hectares they destroyed in the Amazon rainforest.
Oh.
Yeah. And they were like, hey, you did a good job with these 80 hectares. Good job. There's also countless claims on there that the elite are influencing the WWF's policy and efforts. There's one claim of the so-called 1001 Club, where 1001 people from the world's top elite pay $10,000 each, I guess, per year to the WWF.
Is it that they found a number and decided, oh, well, I guess we'll just add one more person for my
I don't know.
Conspiracy theory to work?
Well, no. This isn't a conspiracy theory, because this is something that they readily admit. They say the 1001 Club is an important part of our, it was early on in their foundation. It was this idea that they had, and it's still going on today. They say that the people don't have any influence on their policies. That's where the conspiracy theory comes from,
wow.
Is that the elite are now influencing.
Like the hair club for men.
Right. Because it costs a lot. Also, this isn't like, it's a little related, but they have these safari trips where you can pay $10,000 to get in a Jeep and ride around a tiger preserve and just chase the tigers around. So that's a little less related because, like, who's going to get on this Jeep and be like, all right, so these tigers are great and everything, but I think that you should really give this certification to Monsanto for conservation. No one's going to do that. But it just goes to show that they're all about schmoozing up to the elites, I guess, is where this what this comes down to.
Yeah. We have access to tigers. You want tigers?
Yeah.
Go play with them. Yeah.
And they've got their whole fundraising thing is just bad. Like the tiger safaris are bad. The 1001 Club is bad. The 11% of their income coming from corporations is bad. But in 2017, 16% of their income was from governments, and not just the U.S. government. Governments like Norway or England or all over the world, because they set up these deals to go forth and do these conservation efforts, and they get money from the government to do that. Some people would say that's a waste of taxpayer dollars. I would say if they're doing what they say they're doing, it's not a waste of taxpayer dollars. I would even go as far to say the six-figure salaries that the presidents and CEOs get is not a waste of taxpayer dollars if they're good at their job. However,
yes,
we know that they are literally wasting taxpayer money. In 2011, some WWF employees went down to Tanzania and apparently forged hotel and taxi receipts to steal $400,000. That's
how many people?
They didn't say, but they secured $7 million for that project going down to Tanzania from Norway. So they stole $400,000 from Norway to line their own pockets.
Yeah.
Fantastic work you're doing down there, guys. After it came out that they were stealing money, the project was just scrapped. So then there's that $7 million investment just gone.
It's all those Norwegian poachers, I guess. I mean, is that like...
Well, Norway hired them, the WWF, to go down to Tanzania.
Okay.
So the last little bit on fundraising. In 2009, the WWF was accused of embellishing the risk that Mekong dolphins were in to raise money. And the WWF will say, no, we didn't blow this out of proportion. But what the claim was is that there was like this really dangerous bacteria entering river waters that were affecting these dolphins, when in reality it wasn't as severe as they said it was.
So they just exaggerated to get more money out of it?
Yeah, that one I'm a little less like about, because it's dolphins. Like, they don't deserve to die at any risk.
Yeah.
So whatever. Speaking of taxpayer money and taxes, I did take a look at their taxes, but there wasn't much interesting there. I will say that if you're ever curious about a nonprofit, you can go to charitynavigator.com, and they give very in-depth scores on the charities out there. And I looked at like PETA, and they're at like 80 out of 100. The NRA was close to like 80 out of 100. So I got some details from them. They reported that about 74 cents of every dollar donated goes toward actual conservation efforts, which I didn't know what that meant. Like, I didn't know if that was good or bad, but on the website, it gives them 2 out of 4 stars on their financial stance.
Jeez.
But apparently the other score that they can get is on transparency, and they scored okay on that, giving their total score an 82.32. So B minus for the WWF. They're right in line with PETA and the NRA, if that puts anything in perspective for you.
Oh man. Yeah. I wonder what was the top one? What were the, like, some of the...
Oh, we'll get there at the end of this episode.
Okay.
Cool. Not to jump too far ahead, but after we get through all of these controversies, I have more. You're like, I don't really think I want to give any money to the WWF. I have some alternative conservation efforts that you can donate to at the end of the show. There's also been countless examples of the WWF forcing indigenous people out of villages, saying that the lands were protected, even if it's just like a tribe has been living here. They're nomads or whatever.
You're starting to sound a little un-American.
What if they set the villages on fire when they left?
That's horrible.
Yeah, there's claims of that. I didn't find like that nearly as corroborated, but it was definitely corroborated that they forced these people out of their homes, saying that they're protected lands. Now, if you want to get petty, we can also look at the WWE, World Wrestling Entertainment. So the World Wrestling Federation was founded in 1979, and from 1979 to 1994, both WWFs shared their initialisms without any problem, until one day the WWF, the current WWF, the animal one, was like, you infringed on our agreement on international usage.
That combination of letters is most catchy in the English language.
Well, they, like, apparently they made some agreement that they, on international usage of the initials, so they took them to court. The WWF won, obviously, so they had to change their name to WWE, and that the trial wasn't until 2001, and then in 2002, the WWF tried to sue WWE for $360 million in damages, which luckily they lost, because that would have, like, destroyed the WWE. Which
Why?
Because that's a lot of money.
No. Why did they try to sue them again after that?
Because they said that they had damaged their brand.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they lost, so it's good. But back to real issues. I have to give some credit to PETA here. This is where PETA's going to show up.
Whoa.
I know. I found two okay articles on PETA. I have good articles in my notes, but now that I'm reflecting on it, I don't think that they're that good. But they were helpful. First of all, they give out report card grades to, like, nonprofits and corporations based on how they treat animals. Do you want to take a guess what they gave the WWF?
Who is this? That does this?
PETA.
Oh, yeah. PETA's, yeah. Reviews. Yeah. Wow, talk about infighting. That's got to be, like, yeah, weird.
What do you think their score for the WWF was?
C.
An F.
Whoa.
Which, like, to me, that means nothing because I also give PETA an F.
Yeah.
But it is interesting. On their report card article, they point out two huge pieces of hypocrisy within the WWF. The first of which is, remember when I said the WWF is testing chemicals to see if they're fatal
on animals? 10,000
animals.
Yeah.
They're actually testing on live animals, and according to PETA, each chemical would take at least 600 animals to be tested on, and the WWF wants to test 10,000 chemicals, which means at a minimum 6 million animals are being tested on, some of which are going to die because they're testing to see if they're fatal or not.
Yeah.
I will point out that I don't have any sources for their 600 animals, because the only source that they had linked to another article on PETA's blog.
This is probably how many animals PETA kills to do their tests.
No, well, I think, actually, if I remember correctly, it was an estimated number that they came up with. It was like, we estimated that they would end up killing 6 million animals.
Okay.
Well, you're not going to kill 6 million because some of them aren't going to be fatal. Anyway.
Yeah. Estimated is just the most beautiful way to say guessed.
I know. They also, they pointed out that the WWF did chemical testing with the European Union in an effort called REACH, and it led to the death of 800,000 animals. Again, that was cited in another article as an estimation. So, no sources here. I just want to be 100% clear about that. But PETA brings up something that is real and valid, and I'm sure you'll be upset about this, and that is that they have higher-ups that enjoy trophy hunting.
Yeah. Trophy hunting is a weird thing.
Well, let me explain to you what has happened in the past, and I'll let you decide from there. So, the head of the WWF in the UK is Prince Charles, who has often gone trophy hunting. One of their oldest presidents of honor of WWF in Spain, which is the longest title I've ever seen given to anyone, was a huge trophy hunter. And actually, I think in 2012, he had his position revoked because of the things he's done. And some of this, I'm just trusting Wikipedia on, because I went to the sources and they're all in Spanish, and I don't speak Spanish. But in 1962, so a year after the WWF was founded, he went on a hunting expedition in Mozambique, which I just want to... My brother told me this story. He was playing the game Anthem.
Yeah.
And he was playing online with some kids, and they didn't know how to pronounce Mozambique. So, like, let's play the Obama level.
Oh, no.
Because there's an O in there and an M and a B and an A, I guess, close together.
That's not...
I hate kids. I would never want to have a child.
Oh, I have bad news.
You do? He also went on a hunting trip in Romania and killed a wolf and 9 bears, one of which was pregnant. And that all seems hypocritical to me, but to some it might not sound like that big of a deal.
Just for the future. So, okay, that's awful and horrible and terrible and sad.
Yeah.
You want to make that really hit home next time?
Yeah.
You tell me that a bear was pregnant and was putting her kids through school on her own.
Yeah. She was working at a diner.
Horrible.
And a gas station. Yeah.
Here's the other thing is... I have a lot of people that are hunters try to pitch the whole, like, well, it does protect the animals because when you go to hunt, you give a donation in order to do so, and it helps protect the conservation. And
okay, how about this one? He went to Poland and killed a European bison, and Poland was like, yeah, it's okay. The European bison is classified as an endangered species.
Yeah.
It goes, like, against their entire mission statement.
Yeah. Well, that's the other thing is, okay, why not conserve animals and not kill him at the same time?
Yeah.
Why not, like, give money and then maybe not, you know,
maybe not shoot
have
them.
To, like, get in a Jeep and feel cool that you can pull a trigger from 500,000 yards away when everybody else is doing all the work, setting up your tests. Like, just such babies.
Yeah. The last thing that I wanted to touch on was Project Locke. And like I said, they made huge strides in saving the rhino. But as we come to find out, it's at a huge cost. And I don't have a lot of details on this because there was like one really short article about it. It was around 1989 through 1991. Apparently they were hitting the rhino train hard because they ended up spending 500,000 Great British pounds on sending mostly British mercenaries down to Africa to fight poachers. Does this sound familiar at all? Now this was like 30 years ago, but does it sound familiar?
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit.
I mean, I did some conversion. I don't know that this has any bearing on anything, but that converts to about 1.5 million Great British pounds today, or close to 2 million US dollars in today's money. And the report back then just says that the mercenaries tracked down and exposed the poachers and smugglers. That's all the article said.
Exposed them.
Yeah, like, hey, look at Gerald over here. He's killing rhinos. That was their quote-unquote goal. But when I hear mercenaries, I don't think of a guy just walking around like, hey, don't kill that rhino.
No, I'm pretty sure it didn't go down like that.
No, I highly doubt that's all he did. And that's why, in conclusion, I am not surprised by this BuzzFeed article. As much as I wish I was, I believe it 100%. Because they've done this in the past. Who's to say that they didn't do it again? And I guess my official stance on it is, much like PETA, I think that they started off with great intentions.
Gotten too big.
Exactly. They did some great stuff in the beginning, but they've gotten too big now, which leads to unfortunate oversights that lead to atrocities like we're seeing today.
Yeah.
Happening in Nepal, where they're torturing 11-year-old boys.
Experienced locally with charities.
Yeah.
That have gotten almost like too big or too dramatic, and they have a board of directors and they can't keep track of people. And...
Yeah. Do you want to recap this whole shenanigans?
Yeah. So important work,
mm-hmm.
but so is journalism.
Yeah.
So I'm glad that this happened and that they're being investigated. Yeah. They said they launched an independent investigation into it.
Well, yeah.
But
So here's the thing that I encountered a lot in my research is it's very hard to find things out about the WWF that isn't directly from them. So I tried to find a history on them, but it was all from them. There's no like independent history of the WWF.
It's like the whole
in any light they want.
It's like the too big to fail banks argument, where
right?
It's like, okay,
they're holding themselves accountable.
Who's going to investigate? Yeah, yeah, you can't be that big that you're going to hold yourself accountable like that.
I don't know. It's too important to bungle like this. Like, we have to conserve the animals. We have to conserve the land. We have to conserve the rainforests. And then you give yourselves an awful name like this by, even if they accidentally awarded these guys because, like, oh, they didn't know. They caught this guy who had a rhino horn, and they didn't know. They never found it. They didn't know. They beat him to a bloody pulp, and he died 9 days later after being in jail. At best, they still hired mercenaries.
Yeah.
To go down and fight these poachers as opposed to more diplomatic efforts or working with the government to reduce the amount of poachers. Instead, they're just like, no, we're going to hire our own private army.
And that's what's scary is the American government is trying to pursue
private armies.
Trump wants to pursue private armies. He wants mm-hmm. to pull out of these countries, and he's thought about sending like Blackwater in and stuff.
It's horrifying. Cause...
And illegal wars, too.
Yeah.
But then... It kind of sounds like they're doing, a similar thing with that. How long ago was this with the mercenaries in South Africa?
The Project Locke was ended in 1991, I believe.
Okay.
So it's a while ago, but obviously it's still going on.
And now there's all this new stuff about Nepal. Yeah.
Yeah. So people are calling for the WWF to be defunded.
That's my recap. Was asking more questions.
Oh, yeah. but yeah, people are asking for the WWF to be defunded. People have been asking for years. I'm okay if they want to remain a nonprofit, but 16% of their income coming from the government, I'm starting to think that it's a waste of taxpayer money.
I think that...
It takes a lot for me to say that. Yeah. I don't just throw that out willy-nilly.
I just wonder if it's possible to be 100% transparent about down to the soda that you buy that day when you're going to work at the WWF.
Yeah.
Is that a possible... Like, could you just do a complete change of board and say, like, okay, here's everything we did today. Here's a log of what everyone's done, and it's posted online.
I think you can, because there are nonprofits out there that
do stuff
that
like that.
Yeah, they say this is like exactly where our money went.
So they'll say, well, it's too big, but really what it is not that they're too big, but that they're the people that don't want you to find out the stats about that because they're getting their pockets lined are going to prevent that from happening.
That's part of the conspiracy theory on the top elite. So.
But it's that's why the Consumer Financial Bureau exists with Elizabeth Warren and all that.
Yeah.
To protect people.
And again, this is why we don't get rid of regulations.
Yeah.
Talked about this last week. When you get rid of regulations willy-nilly, you start ending up with, oh yeah, we can trust these nonprofits to do the right work. No.
Yeah.
Obviously you can't, because they're sending mercenaries and those mercenaries
we won't dump the chemicals in the river near your house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just by those other people that are poorer than you.
Yeah.
So get out and donate some money to
animals. Go find an animal and hand him a dollar.
Find a panda. Just
even a dog. You see a cute dog, give him a dollar. Come on. He'll go to Petco. He'll go get himself like one of those. They're just regular Oreos, but they just sell them in the dog food section. Do you ever see that?
Yeah.
The cookies and cream.
They're not exactly.
No, there's some that are edible. There's like edible, like human edible. Like it's just
right,
like,
but they're not Oreos. They're like
off-brand.
Hydroxide or whatever. What's that?
Hydroxycut?
No, it's the horrible-sounding original Oreo.
Hydroxycut's a diet.
No, it's...
Yeah, it's hydroxin or something. It's the original
Oreo.
Yeah, it
sounds like medicine.
Right. It's very
creamy.
Anyway,
should we take a break and I will give our listeners some alternatives to the WWF?
Yes.
Hello, everyone. Why did I start that way?
I don't know. It was weird.
Where can people find us?
I don't know why we asked this. They did.
They did. But if you want to continue the conversation, you could go to facebook.com/groups/GrangerStilt.
Scoops.
Wow. You can go to facebook.com/groups/StrangerStill.
Mm-hmm.
We put up polls on what you guys want to hear. We post articles. Our listeners post articles. And we have an overall great conversation over there. Also, if you want to see maybe our faces, you can help support the network we're on, Flying Machine, by going to patreon.com/flyingmachine. And you can kick a buck our way. You get like exclusive live stream events. I just streamed building the Lego Flintstone set.
Mm-hmm.
If you
I made a guest appearance.
Yeah. John like just showed up at my house. So if you want to see that, you can become a Patreon supporter and you can still go back and see the live streams we've done. If you kick $5 our way, you get bonus episodes from every show on the network, which we're coming up on a year worth of bonus episodes. That's like a lot of hours of extra content.
So. Yeah, you could like, if you had to like run really far and could only listen on bonus episodes,
yeah.
You can make it from like my house to
Walmart.
Wherever you live right now.
Yeah.
Wherever you're listening to this.
Yeah. We tested it. We checked every location of all of our listeners.
Yep.
And double checked it. John, you might be sitting there and you're like, the WWF sounds like garbage. Where can I shovel my money to now?
Yeah.
So I found...
I got all these pockets of cash. They're just overflowing.
They're overflowing from our Patreon supporters. Let's see. I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. I guess I couldn't make an even 10. Yeah, 11.
He's counting on 11 fingers. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, where did that other one?
I've never seen that before.
I got 11 charities here that scored higher on Charity Navigator that you, if maybe you were already donating to the WWF and you're like, I'm not going to do that anymore. Or maybe you're like, this has inspired me to donate to a conservation effort, but I don't want it to be WWF. Here are some alternatives for you. So, Wildlife Conservation Society, their score is 91.96. There's the African Wildlife Foundation, which is at 88.17. The Animal Welfare Institute is 92.92. International Rhino Fund, so if you're passionate about just rhinos, their score is at 93.96. If you're passionate about panthers and large cats, there's Panthera.
There's Just Rhinos, which is what you just said, and it's also a rhino dating site.
JustRhinos.com.
Yep.
I shouldn't have said that out loud. Panthera actually has the highest rating of all of these, which is 96.87. So they're doing some great work. There's the International Union for conservation of nature. They're at 95.88. There's the simply named Nature Conservancy, 84.06. There's the Natural Resources Defense Council. They have a score of 93.49. There's the Sierra Club that has another high score, 95.21. The Audubon Society, which has been around for a long time, they're at 92.44. They've been around since a long time.
The Audubon Society?
Yeah.
They prevent rhinos from wandering onto the Audubon.
No, it's a bird conservation
okay
effort. And then the Jane Goodall Institute, if you're passionate about large gorillas, they're at 84.75.
More of a medium gorilla guy, but yeah. I'd probably still throw him a dollar.
I'm more of a grape ape man. I want them the size of buildings.
Yeah.
Grape ape, grape ape. That's what he sounds like. It's not a very good
He's a frog-based grape.
He does sound like a frog now that you mention it.
Yeah.
Do you have anything else for this week's episode?
I don't think so. I think those are some solid numbers, solid foundations.
Yep.
JustRhinos.com/StrangerStill.
Hang on, I gotta make sure that this isn't a thing. JustRhinos.com. Whew, it's not a thing. Now I gotta go to GoDaddy and see if I can
buy it. Now you gotta buy it.
Ah, crap, I can't go to GoDaddy because the owner, the CEO, shot elephants. Oh. Hang on.
Man, how do we do this? You know, how can you do anything without hurting something?
I know. This sucks. Yeah. JustRhinos.com is available for $3 a year?
Mm.
Well, go to JustRhinos.com if you want to find more out about our show. You can also leave us a review on iTunes, and we'll read it on the air. I'm not joking. I'm buying it right now.
No, I'm glad. I think that's important. I would love to just go to JustRhinos.com every day.
It's so much more convenient, right?
It's easier than typing Stranger Still. There's a lot of S's.
Yeah. Well, Stranger Still show, even.
Right.
That's a lot. That's,
see, I couldn't even remember the last one.
Tell me about it. All
Just right. JustRhinos.com.
JustRhinos.com. I'm still Nick.
I'm still John.
And this is Just Rhinos.
I give you the incredible flying machine.